Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. On the road today, we'd like to talk about starting up with budget hearings. They're going to be wrapping up here in Harrisburg. Several weeks of hearing from department heads about budget proposals. What have we learned and where do we stand?
Well, the House Appropriations Committee's annual budget hearings come to an end this week. The hearings are a really important part of the process where the state government agency heads come before the committee. It's an opportunity for legislators to ask questions, to dive into the details of what the governor's funding proposal is for each agency for the next fiscal year, and also to assess the efficiency and effectiveness of the operations of each department. So these hearings are very important. This week, the committee heard from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation with numerous questions about PennDOT's various funding streams and how they're used and the long-term sustainability and efforts to maintain and improve our Commonwealth's roadways. There were also a number of questions about real ID, about commercial driver license testing, and certainly mass transit funding. The committee also heard from the Departments of Revenue and Aging about the governor's tax proposals and certainly efforts to protect senior citizens in our Commonwealth. So very important part of the process as we move forward with crafting the next year's budget that's due at the end of June. If anyone would like to view any of the hearings or to look at a brief summary of each hearing, you can go to www.pabudget.com.
Next, we'd like to talk about a tax credit for working Pennsylvanians. Can you tell us what is going on here? What do people need to know?
Well, tax season is in full swing, and Pennsylvanians should know that there's a new tax credit that we adopted as part of the current year's budget. It's known as the Working Pennsylvanians Tax Credit, and it provides income-qualified working Pennsylvanians with a tax credit equal to 10% of their federal earned income tax. And I was certainly glad to support this measure as part of the budget to return hard-earned money back to taxpayers across Pennsylvania. Certainly, I hope that people will take advantage of this tax credit.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What do people need to know and how to protect themselves?
Well, colorectal cancer is one of the deadliest cancers in the United States, despite being highly preventable with screening. There are estimates by the American Cancer Society that predict significant new cases being diagnosed each year. It's estimated that more than 55,000 Americans will lose their lives to this disease. It is now the leading cause of cancer-related death among U.S. men and women under the age of 50. So during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, is reminding people that the most effective way to reduce the risk of colorectal cancer is through routine screening, beginning at age 45 or certainly earlier for those who are at risk. It's important to talk with your physician about these screenings, or certainly the CDC provides additional information on this topic.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you recently presented a citation to someone in your community who has served long and hard as a fireman. Wonderful service. Tell us about this.
Well, I had the opportunity recently to attend the Star Hose Company No. 1 Port Allegheny Fire Department annual banquet in Port Allegheny last weekend, and I was honored to present a congratulatory citation from the PA House of Representatives to volunteer firefighter Rod Johnson, who was honored at the banquet for 50 years of service to the community. So I want to thank Rod for his service and dedication to our community.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.